Welcome to Zephyr Yoga Inspiration. I offer these podcasts for free, and your support really does make a difference and is appreciated. To make a donation, please click the link in the episode description or visit zephyryoga.com.
Welcome to this practice. I would recommend grabbing a brick and just putting it aside. Well done. And we are working with a greater understanding of the yamas. Last session we worked with ahimsa, which is nonviolence, and these are restraints, guidelines, or moral and ethical concepts to have better relationships to ourselves as well as the people around us. So this session we're working on our understanding more about satya, which is truthfulness. This is the second yama. And this is an ability to be truthful, honest, transparent in our words, our thoughts, and our actions. So satya is said to be a self-restraint in taking responsibility and accountability in honestly, as truthful as we can, noticing what is motivating us to have relationships, to communicate to ourselves and other people. So if we look at actually that motivation of how and what we are communicating, we sometimes see that we are motivated by our kleshas. These are mental emotional afflictions that corrupt our perception. And the first klesha, avidya, is that ignorance of dishonesty that we are communicating, whether we don't know the full truth or we're sharing half-truths. There is a certain misapprehension of the truth and how we are communicating it. We might also notice that ashmita might be motivating us, which is egotism. And this is a dishonesty in wanting to be right, wanting to be seen or a part of or something special, that our ego gets in the way of an honest communication. Or there might be raga, which is this certain attachment to the subject matter that we want, or dvesha, that avoidance or aversion or resistance to something that we don't want. Or the last is that abhinivesha, that we are afraid of the consequences of the truth and what the truth holds. There's a fear that might subject us to a certain loss or change, or we might fear death. So these five kleshas distort the truth, and our practice of satya would suggest that we would pause, and when we are communicating, self-reflect and discern whether what we want to share is, to the best of our knowledge, the truth. As it says that the truth will always serve a greater purpose if it is noble and honest. So it's this kind of greater sense of when we share the truth, and we take care of our own dharmic karma, karma will take care of us. And so no matter, you know, whatever kind of fear or ignorance or attachment or aversion or egotism that is kind of attached to the truth and we're afraid of communicating, if we just take care and be as honest as possible, the fallout of that consequence, it's going to be okay. So this yama states that the use of truthfulness should never be used to inflict harm, hence why ahimsa comes before satya. So satya, truthfulness, prevents ahimsa, nonviolence, from being a doormat, and ahimsa prevents satya from being a weapon. So weaponizing the truth creates quite a lot of drama, pain, disharmony that affects not only ourselves, but the all involved, the people around us. So this understanding of ahimsa, nonviolence, and its relationship to satya, the truth, gives us more of an opportunity to be the yogi that we want to be, to make sure that we are aligned to a true purpose of our embodiment, and along the journey of consciousness embodied as us, that we make better karmic choices to best serve the kind of long goal. So there is a good acronym called THINK, T-H-I-N-K, to help determine whether what you want to say is non-harming and or productive. And I have this actually on my laptop as a post-it note, because I need daily reminding. It's like remission on a daily basis, contingent upon my spiritual health. I have the disease of forgetfulness of being human, and I get caught up in the kleshas, and I need these little reminders to kind of go, wait, pause, delay the gratification of reacting, and how do I respond in a more productive, kind, and non-harming way? So THINK, the acronym. The T is it thoughtful? The H, is it helpful? The I, is it inspiring? The N, is it necessary? The K, is it kind? So is it thoughtful, helpful, inspiring, necessary? Is it kind? And so this is just one way of practicing in a very practical way, satya. But there's also like the old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And there's a quality, you know, of an act called noble silence, just as long as that too is honest, because I know myself, I can definitely weaponize silence and not say anything at all by withholding to punish. So making sure that noble silence is coming from a place of kind, productive, thoughtful, inspiring, necessary, you know, ways. So you can see how ahimsa and satya really go together to create better communication, or, you know, positive, kind ways in which we can have better outcomes of relating to each other. Ultimately, the reason why we are practicing this kind of yoga, as well as, you know, these concepts, these philosophical concepts, is really to affect our dharmic karma, and to be in the relationship with the world around us, but also to know and trust ourselves within it, to learn better ways of communicating and relating, and that shapes our lives and our future lives, so we can grow, live, and love more fully in our lives. I think that's a desire we all have. And so to apply this to our actual physical practice, carry that ahimsa into every pose and honestly reflect on how you're using the asana, how you're using the breath, and how you're using the mind in practice. So asana is a great tool. To do a yoga pose doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be guaranteed enlightenment or liberation or freedom or serenity. By doing a yoga pose, it's just a tool to train our mind to abide in the self as the self, to be able to discipline the mind, to awaken to this moment, and to fully physically, energetically, and mentally become more aware of not just who you are, but what you are, and trying to seek to see the truthfulness of your nature. So it's said that your true nature is said to be joyous, loving, and always free. And we keep pointing words and experiences to recognize the self as the self, but it is really hard to actually take your eyeball and turn it around and see the seer. So you're always seeing the seen, and it's really hard to turn around. Like, we won't ever really see our own face. We can see our reflection, we can see a picture, but we'll never see our own face. And we're always yearning to actually see ourselves as ourselves. So there's this kind of play in consciousness, trying to recognize itself as us within it all. So as we practice today, a humble letting go into what is, a remaining open, curious, and willing to be truthful and see what arises as an opportunity is to practice this satya, this truthfulness, this honesty, this way in which we are transparent in our practice and acknowledging our humanity, because we'll wake up and feeling very tamasic and very depressed and lacking in luster, or we feel really rajasic and we kind of want to jump out of our skin and run away, or we feel very sattvic where we are able to sit quite contently. Every day it stirs up this new human experience and we get an opportunity to practice. So the idea of every time you practice, we set an intention. We set an intention. And what is that intention? To create more harmony, balance, more fulfillment, more contentment, more freedom from the klesha that is gripping us, that pulls us into suffering. So there's two mantras that I recommend in starting your practice. And they're like prayers. And majority of the time I ask you to set an intention with your own language of saying, what do you need from this practice to restore you to a state of serenity, sanity, and peace? Do you need courage, strength, hope? Do you need creativity, energy? Do you need tolerance, patience, acceptance? Do you need kindness, tenderness, love? We start to formulate understanding ourselves and being truthful to that shadow side, that dark humanity of, and as we get more used to being truthful to ourselves, we can form intentions to influence the way in which we practice. And then these two mantras actually help us inspire ourselves to actually remain humble and truthful. So the first one is the Gayatri. There's many Gayatris, but this is the one that was given to me. And it goes, Om Bhu Bhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhago Devasya Dahi Mahi Duryo Naha Prachodayat. And this is Sanskrit words, which are said to be sacred and they're beautiful. But the meaning, because I don't read or speak Sanskrit, but the meaning means so much more. It's saying, I'm praying, I am asking for help. Earth, ether, cosmos, let the most divine light guide my thoughts, my intellect, and my intuition. And in that way, there's that kind of humility of like, how human am I? I need help. The asatoma satgamaya, tamasoma jyoti gamaya, mrityoma amritam gamaya. This is, lead me from unreal to real. Lead me from darkness, my own ignorance, to light, knowledge. Lead me from death to immortality. So again, there is this sense that I'm acknowledging my humanity, my contracted, limited self. Guide me to recognize my own wisdom that I hold. Guide me to be bathed in that light, that I free myself from this mortal coil, and that I can be liberated from the bondages that keep me stuck. So there's these kind of the sacred ritual in which we practice, we show up on every day, remission on a daily basis, contingent upon my spiritual health. Yoga is not a religion, but it's a spiritual one. And in that spirit, we recognize that fullness of presence, that relationship to that enlivenedness, that awareness, consciousness, whatever we want to say is God, or whether we want to say higher power, source, nature. But there is this this oneness, wholeness, completeness that we can connect to, that gains or opens pathway to experience lasting fulfillment, a deep contentment, and a liberation. So, with that all being said, I thank you so very much for showing up and practicing with me today. I hope this inspires you to continue to discover ahimsa, non-violence, non-harming, and satya, truthfulness, that honest, transparent way in which we move, breathe, think, and feel to best serve ourselves and those we interact with today.
If you would like to continue to practice, find out more information about the topics discussed, or to donate to this podcast, please visit zephyryoga.com or follow the link in the episode description. I thank you.